Welcome to episode 5 of Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Alicia's here with me. Alicia.
Hey, I'm here.
And we're here with Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and we want to start our subject out, our episode 5 for today, with something kind of crazy. I just think it's kind of, crazy. It's the 11 best ways to eat healthy this Thanksgiving, according to a dietitian.
Oh, my goodness.
So the hell if I'm going to talk to, have a conversation with a dietitian at Thanksgiving. No. So it says, for example, don't starve yourself. So I want turkey. I want mashed potatoes. I want macaroni and cheese. I want a half a pie. Ugh. I want as much as I can. So in order for me to eat all that much, I'm not eating that much all day long. So that's kind of crazy. Second one is keep your appetizers light. What the hell is an appetizer on Thanksgiving?
Why would you have appetizers on Thanksgiving? Hey, you can eat as much food as you want. I mean, two or three plates.
Isn't that the law?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the law, Alicia?
That is Thanksgiving, babe.
Is that the law? Is that the law?
That is the law.
Thank you. So you just heard it here first. That's the law. We just confirmed it. But it says keep your appetizers light. Most of my appetizers on Thanksgiving was either hot wings or something before the football game. And then we turned around and nibbled on some things and then eat up a whole bunch of shit. Sorry.
What do you mean? While I'm cooking, I'm just tasting everything. I am eating everything, sampling it, and still eating some more when it's done.
So the next one is colorful, full of veggies. So now that's pretty cool because, carrots. You know, if you get, the cinnamon carrots or glazed carrots and collard greens or the other ones?
You know damn well I don't be cooking all them kind of vegetables. There's only two vegetables I cook. It's collard greens and green beans. Then you got some sweet potatoes.
And some sweet potatoes.
What else? What other vegetables is there?
Well, there's nothing colorful. Oh, cranberries.
Okay.
That's not vegetables, I'm sorry.
That's not vegetable, but you know, you got the cranberry. Where did we get that? We get the...
The relish.
Yeah.
The cranberry relish from Publix. And, they're the best. Maybe they're too sweet, and maybe they're not even real, but you know what? I'm eating it regardless.
Good. It's good.
It says keep starchy vegetables to the size of an ice cream scoop. Are you insane?
No, that's an insane person talking. Sorry.
So that's insane. I don't even want to talk anymore. That avoid heavy traditional recipes when you can. So Thanksgiving is traditional recipes.
Exactly.
So this person has to be a vegetarian
or vegan
or something because that's just some ridiculous stuff that's going on.
Yes. Oh my God.
Then it says if you're not hosting, offer to bring some healthy dishes that you enjoy. So my healthy dish is a bottle of wine. That's my dish.
Yes, and that's what we bring.
And it's healthy.
We bring to our table.
Yes, we bring a healthy bottle of wine to the table.
What's the bottle of wine we usually bring to our table, babe?
We normally have a Beaujolais.
Thank you.
Or a light Riesling or a Gewurztraminer.
Thank you.
But if you want another red, you would have a Pinot Noir. So try those two, Beaujolais.
Yeah, the Beaujolais is awesome.
Beaujolais Nouveau, that's pretty good. But if you can't get any of those, a Beaujolais Voulage.
Beaujolais for Thanksgiving is all I want.
Yeah, and it's perfect. It's perfect. So you'll be fine with that. And it says try not to drink your calories. Whatever.
That's the wine.
Yeah, exactly. And it says after the meal, move around. So it's kind of late in the day, and our weather's supposed to be in the 40s. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
So I can move around in the house to pick up and get some more to eat, and then I'm going back.
Wait,
to sit
down. You just skipped the part at dessert. Go for the healthiest option.
So I wanted to skip that because dessert is dessert. That shouldn't even be part of the discussion. You saw how she caught that, right? You saw how she caught that, which was cool. I'm cool with, but I didn't even want to add that because that was so insulting to me. I didn't even want to actually get that one in there. So, and then it said, "Whatever happens, enjoy the holiday," and that's why we're talking about it.
Enjoy it.
I'm here
eat
to enjoy.
Eat your leftovers for 3 days. Now.
Exactly. Turkey sandwiches, mm-hmm. turkey snacks, mm-hmm. turkey what?
Gumbo.
Ice cream.
Gumbo.
You know, you just have what you have. But we wanted to start that off because I thought that was ridiculous. And our current events is coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday. But our actual talk for today is movie theaters. So it's kind of different for some people because they just go to the theaters, and some people really don't go to the theaters no more because they said, look, I can sit at home, enjoy myself, and whatever. But what we found was the theaters that we go to are the dine-in theaters.
Yes, we've been going for them for years.
So we've been going it for as soon as we heard about it on, what's it, Cameron?
The Cameron show back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000. Ryan Cameron, he went to a place called Backlot.
Yep.
And it was in the middle of Buckhead. It was a little place out of the way. And he kind of mentioned it once, and we found it. And there wasn't a lot of people going there. It was like a hidden gem. It was great little snacks and foods.
Nobody even knew about this place. Nobody even knew that you serve food at a theater. Nobody would.
And they was like, what? So it was like, it looked almost like a club because most of the tables is like when you go to a club, you got your private chairs and you and someone you with. And it always had drinks. So that was the one thing that people just ran to. It had drinks.
Yeah.
So he was like, yo, I'm going to have me a vodka and whatever. Yeah. Oh, no, you know, a hold or whatever. Give me some vodka.
Yeah,
so
beer.
Beer, whatever. Yeah. So depends on what we were eating. We could have got some hot wings and some Coronas.
Yep.
Or we had, you know, something else.
It was really, really one of the places that we was like, instead of us having to go to a restaurant separately and then go to a movie theater, you got to do everything at one spot, and it was in the same price range. What the hell?
And it worked. It worked for a date out. So that was just fantastic. But then it was going under new management, and the food got kind of different. And
it did. And then it was like, what the hell?
So
it wasn't good no more.
So we searched around, and we was like, what other place
At that time, there wasn't. You know, remember, it wasn't because we were living in Riverdale at that time.
Yeah,
we were
south of Atlanta.
Yeah,
and we was down in Riverdale, so that was a quick hop and skip. So that wasn't far.
No,
so
it wasn't.
It was pretty good.
And then we moved down to Gwinnett.
So right before that, that's when we heard about the tavern off Alta Vista.
Were we going to the tavern when we were living in Clayton County?
Possibly. No, you know what? I don't think so. You're right. We started going to the tavern on the movie tavern when we moved to Lawrenceville.
Gwinnett County. Yeah.
So the tavern was great, but they had the best hot wings.
Yes, they did.
So
we
always ordered the hot wings from there, and they had this kind of lemonade drink.
No, the milkshake.
Oh, the milkshake. I thought the milkshake was at Backlot.
Maybe we had it both.
Maybe it was both.
Yeah.
But both of those, we were still going to kind of both, but then we kind of bypassed. Why go all the way down to Backlot?
Yeah.
Because they changed their name to Fork and Screen.
Right, they changed it to Fork and Screen, right?
And then they changed the tables, they changed the chairs, the food wasn't good.
We was like, where's the chicken wings? Oh, we stopped serving them.
We don't have that anymore.
What the hell?
I was like, I'm out of here. So the tavern was like a bench. So their seating was chairs and a bench in front of you.
And a table. It was
a whole bench in front.
Oh, yeah. The tavern. Yes,
yeah,
it
the
was.
Tavern. So those were pretty cool. So it was fine, but the food was pretty good. The theater sound was pretty good as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of got a little boring too. And then, you know,
because it was really putting us out the way.
Right. So it took us a while to get down.
And they realized that they needed some more movie restaurants. And so, and if I remember correctly, they said it was expanding Movie Tavern. And just when they thought about expanding it, then comes Studio Movie Grill.
Yep. So the Studio Movie Grill, the first one we went to was the one in Alpharetta.
Yeah, Alpharetta, exactly.
So that was still a little distance, but we was like, hey, this is a whole new one. Let's try them out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They was the first one, and this is the key. This is when this trend started. They were the first one that had reserve seating.
Yes, they sure did.
We went there and was like, yo, I want to sit right there. They was like, sorry, sir, these are reserved.
Yep.
I was
yep.
like, how the hell they get reserved yep, that way?
Exactly. We was like, what the hell? They bought the tickets online in advance
mm-hmm.
for them to have the seat. And we was like, damn.
So we felt like we weren't being treated fairly.
It was
so.
Not right.
Yeah, that wasn't right mm-hmm. at all. So, but it was fine.
But
so
remember,
we
the food
really
wasn't all that good neither. Either.
Yeah, and the service was weak.
I mean, the chicken wings was like pre-breaded chicken wings mm-hmm. and with this mm-hmm. sauce on. I said, Ben, man, can you not put that sauce? No, that's how it comes.
That's how it comes. That's how it comes.
Oh, but, and that was like, they had the theater, it got the best seating.
Mm-hmm.
They had mm-hmm. the...
And the sound was fantastic.
Yeah.
So they put a lot of money into the seating, the picture quality, the sound and everything. But like we said from the beginning, why leave there? Go somewhere else to go eat or eat early,
yeah,
then go there yeah. and then buy a whole bunch of extra popcorn and snacks.
The popcorns is too much money. You're paying like $5 for a popcorn. You can just take that $5 towards a real meal.
And that's what you got. So I thought that was really cool too. But then we stopped going there, then we kept going down to the tavern.
Yeah, we kept.
But
yeah.
in between all that.
Yeah, remember, don't forget one thing.
Go ahead.
With a Groupon?
Groupon, yep.
Groupon
so Groupon tickets. Became big. So, you know, Tavern had some. Tavern was using a little bit.
Now, explain now. Groupon, they was putting their movie tickets on Groupon for half price.
Yep.
So you can buy your tickets for the movie for $5.
Yep.
It used to be any time of the day.
And then it went to...
just matinee.
Yep.
But so, still, $5.
$5 for like a $12 ticket.
Yeah, for a movie. And so the thing was, is that we was like, okay, shit, we're going to move for $5.
And wherever that Groupon went, that's where we went.
Mm-hmm. And it's still the one that... Who stopped it? AMC don't do it no more.
No, and the Tavern doesn't do it no more.
The Movie Tavern don't do it no more.
But Studio Movie Grill, when they opened the Duluth Movie Theater, even to today, they still using Groupon.
Yeah, they still using the group, but it's only for matinee though.
Yep, it's only for matinee.
You have to do it before 5 o'clock, I believe. But still, you can't beat that price for $5 for a movie, and then you can eat all the food you want. I mean...
Well, you still got to buy it.
Yeah, you got to buy the food, but still, it's not as expensive where movies tickets are, what, $10,
$12,
$15? Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that's the exception to that is the 3D, because that's going to be, and well, I don't think none of these have IMAX in them.
No, they don't have the IMAX. No, yeah, they don't.
None of them have IMAX, but it's still the 3D one. You have to pay, I think, two additional dollars, but think about it. Two additional dollars, you got $5, and you pay $7 where you would be paying $15
yeah.
or more.
Yeah. And then, you know, they have their slow days like Studio Movie Grill. Every Tuesday, all day, it's $5 tickets.
Yeah. So all day. So it's not a matinee. It's a $5 all day.
Now, going back to Movie Tavern, which is not only in Tucker, but
it is in Suwanee.
Yep, it's in Suwanee.
And that one is pretty nice. They got a nice setup as well.
Yes, they do.
It's a newer theater than the one that's in Tucker.
Right.
So the Tucker is an older theater. Still nice, though. It's, mm-hmm. it's comfortable and it's nice. But when you go to the Suwanee one, it's much more modern. The setup is really good. The sound quality and everything that they have is really, really good. So, and then we had an opportunity to go to another theater. It was called Cinebistro in Brookhaven. So this was weird because this theater has lounge chairs.
Oh,
so
my God.
It's like a Lazy Boy chair. So if it's a boring movie, guess what? You can catch up on your nap because this chair is so comfortable that it's almost hard to be able to just sit there and watch a movie in this comfortable chair. But slash, the food is like going to a fine dining restaurant.
Too damn expensive.
It's too expensive. And I don't want a meal that way. I didn't go there for a meal. I came there for a semi-tavern kind of food.
Right. And remember, that before the movie starts, they make you order your food before the movie starts, which is understandable. And they serve your food before the movie starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
But they do that so they won't interrupt you throughout the movie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And nobody's coming back and forth unless they have, press the button and say, I need some help or whatever. But the food is averaging these meals is like $20-something per
it's
meal,
price
$15. And they don't have anything like low end. And
it's just priced too high.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
But it's when you really want to eat and just say, I'm going to go from there, I don't think that's the place.
I mean, it's just that when I was there, I was like not impressed. I was like, really? I could do better going to Don Movie Tavern and Studio Movie Grill.
So you said better, but I think that's not what your expectation is. So I don't think it's a better per se. I think it's better for what we're expecting because I didn't go to the movies
for fine dining.
Yeah, for fine dining. Yeah, that's not what I went for.
No.
So I went there for like tavern food. You know, if I go to see a football game, basketball game, or whatever
hot
like that.
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
That's where I'm going to see that and that kind of grill type food.
Pizza. But
this is a little much.
Yeah.
So when, AMC Dine-In, Fork and Screen, they start moving their menu that way as well. But they're in the middle of Buckhead.
Yeah.
So probably are catering to the people in there, but I'm not.
Now, remember, I told you it's like, now you see Fork and Screen with sushi. I was like, sushi?
Oh, yeah. They got sushi. Yep.
Ooh.
They got sushi.
Well, that's like, okay. I didn't know.
That's kind of different.
Yeah, but I know.
It's
I don't know
different.
If I want you eat, I want to eat sushi from you.
But the last one is Ovation. They have one in Athens.
Right.
We don't go to
right.
Athens. Athens is actually closer to us than Atlanta.
Yeah.
But we don't go out there.
Yeah,
it's a different place for us. You
I
know?
Think it's more so because we feel it's a college town and we don't fit into that.
And we got these old folks right here. And,
And Atlanta's like, everything's in Atlanta. So along the way, we could stop at different locations besides.
Mm-hmm.
And going to Athens, there is no stopping.
Yeah, it's pretty much a straight shot for us.
Right.
And you hit right into where the campus
is. Now, what I've heard is that it's grown. There's a bunch of stuff down that way, and maybe one day we need to try
it.
I still don't feel that kind
of. But there's an Ovation that's being built in Snellville, which is real. I mean, when we say down the street, and this is country down the street, this ain't down the street, New York, Atlanta down the street. When we say down the street, it's about maybe 10, 12 miles. That's
it's
down
not
the street.
That far.
It's not that far, but that's down the street. But that's another one that's coming out.
He's like, you live in the boonies. Yeah, we live in the boonies, but it's not that far.
It's not that far.
It's down the street.
Exactly. So, again, all of these are really, really interesting. Most of these have some type of email club that you get.
Yeah, they get like a discount card.
From. Yep, discount. Yeah. Or membership cards.
Yeah, yeah. You
so,
use it.
You know,
get discount
for your birthday
popcorn,
or different things
ticket.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
no free alcohol. But
So, again, Studio Movie Grill, they got the 2 for $25. So you go there, you have a couple. There's a couple of menus. You know, you got a dessert, something in the middle, and an appetizer.
Right,
a drink.
Right.
So 2 for $25. Two people for $25. You choose from that. That's cool as hell. I mean, why not? They also, like Alicia mentioned, you got the $5 Tuesdays, which we love. That's what we go to. Why bother? Ain't nobody there. Middle of the week. That's just pretty cool. And then they have the email club.
Now, remember, when we go to the Studio Movie Grill, they have a DJ there sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's like a club.
Yeah, but some of these now, so we'll go down the line real quick before we start saying these other features, but most of these, the Studio Movie Grill has a little bar. So they got mm-hmm. a set bar area, mm-hmm. and if you go there, they have enough room where the DJ is there. So you can sit there and you can actually look at the small TVs.
Yep, they have
you
the sports
can sit
on,
in a
yeah.
little small lounge area.
Yep. Yep.
And then they had a DJ.
Yep.
The tavern, they didn't really have the two that we, the one that's in Suwannee has a bar area.
Right. It's really nice.
So it's really nice. That's a really nice cool out area.
I mean, it's actually like in a small area where you're not, when people stand online to go into the movies, it don't have no kind of interference with mm-hmm. that.
No obstruction whatsoever. Yeah. And that's really cool. So if you happen to say, hey, look, let's just meet there, have a couple of drinks, and then the movie's in the next half hour to an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
really
sit
nice.
There. And it's really, and it's a full bar. It's not, yeah, they only have a couple of these and a couple of that. It's a nice full bar.
Right, it is.
But the one in Tucker doesn't have that. So they only have a couple of small selections at the bar. And then Cine Bistro, I believe they do have a bar there that you can sit prior to going inside.
Uh-huh.
But we only went, I think, twice, and we was like, I'm done with this because I'm not paying all of this money. The Fork and Screen, but now is the AMC Dine-In Theater or AMC 6. They have a bar in the front, so prior to you going in, there's a small bar that's there. The only problem is, because the last time we've been there, you have to actually go in before you can actually sit at the bar. So you actually have to purchase a ticket to get in, and then the bar is available for you. Where these other theaters, you know, you don't have to go inside of there. You can just go to the bar and say, you know, the kids are there for the next 2 hours. I can sit here, have some drinks,
yep,
chill out.
Yep. Yep.
And then once they done, hey, y'all ready? I got enough drinks, and then I can go home and drink and drive.
Yes.
You know, and go
for I mean,
that.
The I kind of like, I really like the one in the Studio Movie Grill one.
Which one, though?
The one at the near us in Gwinnett.
In Duluth.
Yeah, in Duluth. Because that one, you know, is off the side. You just walk in and off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels more comfortable, more like a party. I think when I heard the DJ, I was like, damn, there's enough room in here to party. Do some music, dance
up. Yeah,
in
but
here.
The way it's set up, you can do that. They got a really nice, like, a seating area where the couches are. And then they got that, you remember, right next before you go in, they even got a little seating area over there. Like, when you check in and give the tickets,
yes,
but
yes,
right
they
to
have
the
another
left,
little area.
They got
yes.
another little lounge.
Yeah,
area
another
right
little
there.
Area right there, too.
So it's a really good, and then they got, yep, no, nah, they don't have it. I thought they had the Wi-Fi. It was one of these theaters that got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I didn't research that.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know which one. I mean, if they do, it, I
yeah.
mean.
And the actual tavern in Suwannee, it's a nice chill out. So that little area is a nice chill out.
You
right
actually
there.
Can walk up in there and sit in there too,
yep.
as well, drink
yep.
and eat, even if you don't go to the movies there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So those are some amenities that's inside of there that's really cool. The tavern has breakfast as well as their little memberships. So
yeah,
they got little breakfast.
And I've seen that with the Ovation too.
They serve, have breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the one out in Athens, they had on their menu, they serve breakfast as well.
Yeah, so. But the Studio Movie Grill has brunch.
Right.
They don't have the breakfast.
Right.
So I think it's cool if you get up early and they're like, hey, let's go have some pancakes and a movie, you know.
Yeah, they do that for the kids, remember?
Yep. And that's pretty cool. That's really cool. You know, Cine Bistro, high-end dining, just like we said. And then they got their rewards program. I think their rewards program is off the chain because they got, you know, every 100 or so points,
what?
Then you can get something.
What?
There's 500 points, you get a free ticket and popcorn.
What?
But think about it. You
How
probably
much money you
get
gotta,
to that
you
point.
You got to live in there, don't you?
Well, think about it. When you leave, you're buying a ticket for like $12, and then your food
Shoot.
Is like $70.
Oh,
so you got 100 each time you go to the movie theater.
Like I said, you better live up in there to get kind of that kind of deal.
Yeah, so that's just kind of crazy for me.
You know,
that's a really high end from that point.
Yeah, because we're finding out that, you know, certain theaters are associated with either AMC or
Regal.
Regal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, we still do go to a couple of Regal. Because they do a lot of independent movies.
Yes, we love our independent movies. So, well, those places don't serve food, but they do serve alcohol.
They serve alcohol. So Tara Downtown, that's a really amazing one. I forget the other two.
The other ones are in Roswell. There was one out in Roswell.
Mm-hmm. No, it's two downtown. The one in Tara, and then that one that's over there by Trader Joe's, you know, in that little area that we always go to.
Oh, yeah.
I forget
what
that is.
That's off of, darn it. I know what you're talking about.
No,
it's not off. It's like, you know, it's like you turn off of Piedmont in between. Yeah, I forgot what street it is.
You just go straight.
Yeah, because I always go to that Trader Joe's. I always go to that Trader Joe's. And I don't remember if it's Monroe Street. It may be Monroe. It's one of them streets. I can't remember. But yes, because that spot over there, yes, it's a nice little spot. Again, they serve alcohol.
Yeah, so, I mean, you
not wine, but liquor.
Yeah, and you should be able to, you know, fully utilize that. I like it. You know, that's one of my favorite theaters outside of the ones that we normally would go to. But we're talking about the eat-in, dine-in ones. But I just had to get a shout-out to our independent theaters that we do support. So
yes,
we're not
we
just
do.
Going on to the high-end ones mm-hmm. and be like, no, that's the only theaters that we go to.
And we do go to a lot of movies. We do go see a lot of movies and not the Tyler Perry movies. Sorry.
Midtown Art Cinema.
Oh, that's it.
Gotcha.
Yes. Off of what street?
Off of Monroe Drive.
Yep, I said Monroe. There you go.
And the Regal Tara is off Chester Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are our two favorite when it's time for independent, because we do support independent movie makers.
Yes, we do.
So that's kind of important, too. But, yeah, so we wanted to let you know, so you have options. Depends on where you live. You know, they have some in Alpharetta and Duluth.
Also, just to let everybody know that in other parts of the country, certain cities and states, they do have these theaters.
Studio movie grills.
Yes, they
Studio
have the
movie
theater.
Grill seems to be the one that's most prominent across mm-hmm. the nation. So, and they're in major cities. So, absolutely right, Leisha. You're absolutely right. We're talking about Georgia because that's where we're at.
Yes.
But a lot of these are across the country that you can be able to go to. And, you know, shout out on our website, dreadlockconnoisseur.com.
And coffeewomenandtech.com. But just remember the real reason why we decided to discuss this, because movie theaters back in the day wasn't making any money.
Yep.
And the only people that are making money are the studios that were putting the movies into the movie theaters. And so now whoever, I don't know who did it, but they became creative with the fact that let the movie theaters, they said they need to start making money. And that's where they started to serve food inside of theaters so they can get compensated for not being what little bit of change they do get for the movie.
From the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So think of the concept like gas stations. They don't make their money off the gas that they sell.
Yep.
They make their money off what they sell on the inside. So the amount of those extras that's out there, that's where they make their money.
Like Quick Trip, Racetrack.
Yeah. You know, even Exxon and the rest of them, they had to even change their concepts of saying, you know, what do I do to attract the type of people like these Quick Trips and Raceway and Racetrack and all of them are actually doing. So the theaters was like, look, you know, we'll go out of business. We can't even keep our people employed with just popcorn. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And a bunch of sweets, because some people come in there and be like, man, I don't want that. They bring their own sweets, you know, and sodas and sneak those in. But when you supply the food and full meals, and, you know, they don't have to leave. They can make a whole evening in their movie theater experience. It's a great, great thing.
Yeah.
And we wanted to fully utilize that. That's why not only do we love movies and we blog about it, but we definitely enjoy the movie theaters. And that, I think, is a plus.
Yeah, now the seats are more comfortable and plush, and I mean, it's almost you could fall asleep in them damn things.
Exactly. But it depends on what type of movie you see, too.
Ain't like I mean, never did
from
that.
The last ones, the Doctor Strange, the Arrival, you know, we go back a couple.
Those are things that we already seen.
Yep. The Reacher, what was that one?
Yeah, John Reacher?
Yeah, I think it was John Reacher. Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, which yeah. crazy Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom.
But Tom Cruise is crazy, so anything he does, we got to go see because he's just crazy, you know. And shall they certify him? I'm going to keep going and see his movies. So we're good. But thank you. We'll be having a couple more coming up, and yep. we're going to do a test on those.
And don't forget and those holiday Black Friday shopping. How
holiday
crazy.
Shopping.
Folks is acting.
So you'll be seeing that this week or next week on what we went through. And because I'm going to be truthful with you right now, I ain't waiting on no line for none of that BS. We ain't doing that. we still know how to get it.
Yeah.
You know, so when you got tech people, you'll know how to get it.
Yes, definitely.
So thanks for listening, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. And we'll see you next time. And have a good evening. Say bye, Alicia.
Bye.